Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the top of the hour. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. Welcome to today's daily meeting. So glad to have each and every one of you on. I am appreciative. I understand what Antonio means when he likes to see the cameras on, because I see all the lovely pictures. Y'all, I love them. So I love seeing y'all's shining, smiling faces. Come on, Romy Rome. I see you, sir. All right. Glad to have each and every one of you on. So always so glad to see everyone on the morning call, and always, because it's always better to be seen than not viewed. So we're going to get started here. As you can see, I am not Antonio T. Smith, Jr. However, I'm pitching, what they call it in baseball, pinch hitting, one of those. I'm in the line today, okay, to do the meeting. And again, glad to have you all on. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mexit is here, okay? Today is Wednesday. We've got 2 days. Mexit is here. And so we are excited. Yes, Mr. Kevin, we are excited. I see you, Miss Sandra. Very excited for what's about to happen. Let me tell you, please don't ask me, well, what's all going to be going on during the conference? Hey, I don't know. I don't know. There's some things I know and I can't say, and there are a lot of things I don't know. Why? Because Antonio T. Smith Jr., our founder and CEO, is keeping everything on the hush-hush, on the DL, on the secret-secret, and there are things that, hey, I'm just telling you, you want to make sure that you are in the place to be, okay? This conference is virtual. You want to make sure that you have your ticket to this conference, okay? Because even in the event, if something happens to where you can't make it to be there on those days, but if you get your ticket, you have the video for life. So you don't miss anything, okay? You do not miss a thing. So you want to make sure that you are there in the place to be. We are releasing over 17 new or rebooted things, okay? Okay, I don't know if y'all have ever seen the Apple conference or anything like that, they come on and they tell about different things and new things that they have going on, and it makes you so excited that you go and get your Apple product and see and make sure that what they're saying works. Yeah, you want to make sure you're here to see all the things that ATS is going to come out and roll out, okay? Because I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. You know, okay, I'm telling my age, but if some of y'all ever remember that show Columbo, the annoying detective, when you think he's about to leave, he'll turn around and say, oh, excuse me, just one more thing. Yeah, Antonio's going to do that a lot. So make sure you're here so that you can witness that, because every time he's going to say, oh, you know what, there's one more thing, you're going to get excited even more, okay? Because, you know, he's going to build up everything, okay? So the first thing, you're going to be like, oh, my God. And then everything after that, is your head is going to be blown off. So make sure that you are here for the Mexican conference. I am excited. I hope you are excited as well. Excuse me. All right. Also, Miss Ashley P. Miss Ashley Patrick, that's what I call her, Ashley P. Was telling me about, she's been asking, and I'm going to ask you as well. Anyone who is interested in being a note taker for the daily meetings, if you take notes during the meeting, and you love to share them, we would love to have them. Okay. So if you are interested in taking notes, or if you do take notes, if you would please email them to Miss Ashley Patrick. I got her email address in the chat. Okay. So please do that. We love to see all of your notes to make sure that we, you know, because a lot of people call and ask questions afterwards, and or some people miss some things, and they call and they ask, hey, I heard in a meeting that Antonio said this. Could you explain that more to me? And if you have notes, then we got it, okay? Someone just yesterday asked me about, he said, Antonio mentioned the $5,000 challenge. I said, it was Pastor Alan Bartlett. I said, Pastor Alan, you know how they say, if you wouldn't have asked me, I could have told you. That was one of those times, okay? So if you are interested in if you take notes, please email them or email Ashley at ashley@antoniotsmithjr.com. All right.
Now, hey, Grace.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of notes, is it a way that you can use like a recorder to record the meeting? And then after the meeting, you can transcribe the meeting audio into notes? The reason why I know that, because I used to work for the doctor's office and we had to do the dissertation. I mean, do like transcribe it for them. So that could be an easy way to, just in case the note taker might be missing, or just in case, because, you know, we get interactive and we might ask questions and stuff like that. But with the recorder, you all will have audio, and it's like a USB drive. You can plug it up and transcribe it.
Y'all heard her. All right, now. Thank you so much, Arshia, because somebody's going to ask, well, how can I do that? I know Mr. Steve Lister, he lives in the UK. He records all of the daily meetings, because there are some days that he has to go and take his grandkids to school. And so he'll let us know, hey, I'll be right back. I'm recording right now. So Arshia, y'all heard Arshia say that's the way that you can do it, so that you can go back and transcribe the notes. And so that way, you know, when you have full audio, you don't miss a thing. You can go back, rewind, and all those kind of things. All right, otter.com. Thank you so much, Miss Maxine. Otter.com allows you to transcribe free up to 600 minutes per month. Oh, okay, there you go. Here we go. Now, we go for sometimes 2 hours on here. So I don't know, 600 minutes is, that's good. 600 minutes is what, 10 hours? Well, that's a full week for us. But I'm just saying, you know, but otter.com for free for a month. So go ahead and get that going. Okay, she respelled it. It's in the chat. All right, all right. Thank you, Ms. Dolores, for putting in the chat about your interview that you have today with Ms. Chiquita Dornell, okay, and Ms. Dr. Sugar Trask, who did a wonderful job last night on her keynote. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And so Ms. Dolores has her information in the chat. Let's show up and show out in ATS fashion for our family members that are being interviewed, as well as Ms. Dolores, because she's also our family member. So we want to always support our own. All right, 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay, 3 p.m. Eastern. So that's 2 p.m. Central and 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then also that's Chiquita. And then at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific, she will, Dolores, Ms. Dolores will be interviewing Dr. Sugar Trask. All right. Okay. Now, someone just asked, since the calls are recorded, what's the role of a note taker? Well, with the role of a note taker, what we do with the notes is we give them to Antonio so that he can go back and look at what, you know, what was talked about during the call. So he can say, okay, so this is what we talked about. So this is what I need to talk about tomorrow. Okay. If I need to address something that we talked about yesterday, he can go back and put it in his agenda again, you know, or the things that he didn't get to, he can say, okay, since we didn't get to this, I can put this in the agenda. So that's the role.
That's how I run the company.
That's how he runs the company.
Yes. It's either take notes or you're going to have more meetings throughout the day.
Okay. And he does not
y'all say stuff that's not in my notes.
All the time. All the time. Y'all hear him all the time say they hijack my meeting. It's all right. I'm going to tell y'all, he never gets through his agenda for the meeting because we always hijack. Hey, he doesn't mind. He just let y'all know, hey, y'all hijack my meeting every day. So that's the role of the note taker. All right. Very welcome, Private Messenger.
All right, now hold on real quick, Grace, and let me know when I'm breaking up. Now, Mexit, as Grace said, is top secret. The hosts don't even know what's going on, and that's by design. And ain't no complaining. And when I give you your hosting agenda, it's going to say top secret thing happening here. And that's all you're going to be able to say, okay? No, nobody know what's going on. I'm not behind. This is top secret. The Grace and Monica, they barely know what's going on. They know more than y'all, but they don't know everything. They don't know everything, okay? So just Mexit is not only the place to be, but it is private on purpose, okay? We'll go back doing Dominate Conference things, doing Dominate Conference, but there's too many special announcements to have just out there all willy-nilly. Okay, there's a way to do things. And sometimes top secret is that way. Keep going, Brakes. So I'll jump in a little bit and do my thing.
All right. Thank you, sir. See y'all. I hope y'all thought, I didn't think I was playing. No, this gentleman was in the U.S. Military. You know, he'll tell y'all he was a spy. So his spy skills are intact. Okay. So top secret is his specialty. So no, he's not on Air Force One today, but you know, he could be not on Air Force One today. Okay. Now, Antonio also mentioned that there is a marketing internship that is available. It's non-paid, but you will get experience with him and marketing him, his brand, and also get experience on how you can get your brand, how do I say it, blown up, okay? So if you are interested in the marketing internship, please email Miss Ashley Patrick, okay? I'm putting that in the chat too.
Yes, okay? Email Ashley. So we got marketing internship, sales employment, actually, and Mexit News opportunities. Those are the three things you can get into. However, don't play with my company, right? So don't come here with that lollygagging. You can't treat ATS like you treat your company. So you can't do a video and then have family problems and then can't do the video again. I wish I was on my laptop so I could see everybody's face at the same time, okay? Because if you're gonna be alive and CEOing, you're gonna always have family problems. You're gonna always have business problems and money problems. But if you're gonna do sales, there is a salary opportunity for sales. Grace, what the salary start off at?
$22 an hour.
All right, I bet I got their attention now. Okay. And then for the marketing internship, that's different, but I'm going to teach you all my secrets and the tools that I use. Okay, that's that. And then the Mexit opportunity is bigger than both of those combined. Bigger than both of those combined. So email Ashley at AntonioTSmithJr.com. Okay, keep going, Grace. You're doing good. I'm watching you. This is fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, he stole my thunder. My next thing was the sales team. So, you know, y'all heard it, okay? So, yeah, if you are interested in the sales team, I will put that in the chat, though. If you are interested in the sales team, I'm going to let you know now, it is not for the faint of heart, okay? If you're interested in the sales team, please email me at grace@AntonioTSmithJr.com. Myself and the lovely Miss Monica Elena will be getting with you all because she is vice president of sales and she knows a thing or two, okay? She knows her stuff. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? I sit back and listen when she speaks, okay? I train, but I also listen and learn so I can train some more. So if you are interested in the sales team and sales employment, please email me. That is in the chat. Interested in the marketing internship, please email Ashley. Also about the note-taking, please email Ashley. All right, private messenger. Well, okay, I got you, private messenger. We gonna get with you. I'm gonna tell Monica that you're interested in that you want to do the sales. All right, you gonna be a good fit too. All right. Mexit. Okay. Now today is Wednesday. If you want a Mexit shirt, I need your information today. Okay, I need your information today because we have 2 days left and I want to make sure that your shirt gets to you on time. Okay, because yeah, I don't want to, when I went to deliver shirts, I went to ship the shirts yesterday. They tell you when the estimated delivery is. And I saw one of the estimated deliveries, it said Friday. I said, it's Friday, today's Tuesday. He said, yeah, it's 1 to 3 days. Okay, not a problem. Well, I can't do that today because you can't guarantee if I ship it today that you'll get it by tomorrow or or Friday. And if you do get it Friday, what time Friday? Will you get it in time for the conference? Don't know. So please get me your information today. I'm going to put my number in the chat. Please text me and say, hey, Grace, I want a shirt. And then I will text you back and say, hey, Jerry, here's the information I need to send you an invoice for your Mexit shirt. And it'll give you all the information. Because if I tell you now, you may forget some of the things that you need, okay? But it is name, number, email, shirt size, shirt color, and your mailing address. Because I got to have somewhere to ship it to, okay? But I will send that information to you. Please, 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 ma'ams and sirs, send me your, let me know, send me a text message. If you're a part of the messenger group, please put it in there or send me a private message and say, hey, I would like a shirt. See, that's what I'm talking about, Felicia Jones. Come on. All right. She just sent me a message. I got you. So please send me your information. Those of you who have gotten your shirts, I'm excited for you. Today, I will be shipping some more shirts off and getting those to you. All right. I got you. I got you, sir. Private messenger. Yours is on the way to you. It will be shipped out today. All right. Good, good, good. All right. Okay, people put it all right in the chat. All right, I'm copying and pasting so I can have it. All right, good deal, good deal. Here we go.
All right, hold on real quick, Grace. Now, who is ready to catch fire, make some money?
Always. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean,
outstanding, outstanding.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, good, good. So MEXIT conference is the 14th and 15th. If Felicia, you run a six-figure business, why don't you unmute your mic real quick? If you were me, if you were running MEXIT, if the MEXIT conference was at the daycare, what would you do right after MEXIT? No, no, not this one.
What would I do? I would I would share it with all of my friends and family. I would push it out so that other people can get the information.
You sound like you're making some sense. So what you're telling me is that if you had a big conference, especially one that you waited 24 years to pull off, and you release it, all this stuff, and you scale it this year, and for the next 760 days, which starts day one on May 15th, you're telling me that you would go tell everybody right after the conference.
Absolutely.
What and else would you do?
I would put some type of cost on it in order to get them to be involved or to get them enrolled, should I say, to get the information. I wouldn't just disperse it free. There would be some type of cost for them to get this information.
How many new customers would you try to get?
I'm on a totally different level right now, so I would go after 1,000 customers.
Okay. So you're telling me that you would use MEXIT to increase your customer base by 10,000%.
Got that right.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So appreciate you. Can somebody translate what me and Felicia just said and how it applies to you and ATS?
You better go get your money after this conference and don't just go to a conference and then have post-conference blues. No, after this conference, don't you leave and say, man, that conference was everything, and then sit and do nothing. No, no. The conference
that's a good point.
The conference is not
get off your butt.
Yeah, the conference is not to have a good time and rah-rah and woo-woo-woo. Yeah, it is that, but it's also for you to go and cast your net some more. Don't just cast your net up
until. You're saying the right stuff, Grace.
Don't cast
it. You're saying the right stuff.
But also be intentional. Right, but also be intentional when you cast that net, because you just said, how does it apply to you, which means you have to internalize it to your target market. And you have to take that you learned from MEXIT and then point it to how it's going, the benefit that you received and the benefit that you're able to offer your target market. And that will help you funnel.
I'm hearing springboard. You're going to be springboarded right to the next level.
Okay. All wisdom.
And grow rich.
Even more wisdom. So let's process this information. How many of you, if you have benefited from ATS or the growth of ATS, not just intellectually, but monetarily as well, would you unmute your mic and say something?
Yes, I have.
That means if the community is growing and about to grow even more, you ought to cast your net right after MEXIT, shouldn't you?
Yes.
That was the point there. Grace was right. Cast your net. Here's what happens. Yes, ma'am.
I like how Maxine put it, because when you streamline your audience, then it allows you that ability to pick up those particular people. So for me, I would focus on, and she just gave me a grand idea, on my parents. I would focus on getting parents involved, getting parents engaged. So I think we all have that ability to connect with those that we do day-to-day business with.
Ride the law of expansion.
Yep.
And Stephen told me I need to identify my target market before this. My target ideal customer so that I can focus on that.
Yes. And if y'all don't know how to do that, if you go to the learning management system on Thinkific, there's a conference called Conference 100K. And in the first three segments, I break that down better than I ever have. And I literally give you how I target my market audience and how I pick them, plus what I do to continue to create lead magnets for them. Conference 100K, it is in your Thinkific part of the learning management system. Very good.
Thank you. I'll be listening to that.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's one of those gems that people forget about because it's so long ago, but it's timeless. It's timeless. I have two market or avatar, I'm trying to use everybody else's language, avatar customers or my specific audience, and I create 20 leads apiece for the two of them for 40 lead magnets for two type of people. That's exactly why y'all are here, because y'all fit those two type of people. And alpha women is my main target audience. And every woman here from LaWanda to Sugar is an alpha. Everyone. Okay. All right. So what do y'all think what happens next? On May 15th, is it a soft moving forward or hard moving forward? What do y'all think?
Hard.
Exactly. So if that's the case, how do you benefit? That's what all y'all should be putting yourself in position. But if you think about it, it's the only thing I've said all year. I said two things. Scale, we're scaling. This is a scaling year. And I've said, cast your net. It's only two things I've really said all year. Scale, as we scale, cast your net. And then I even taught you about a business term called positioning and how you position yourself in the right place with the right people to benefit from the overflow. So I want everybody to ask yourselves, have you been positioning yourself with ATS? You don't have to answer out loud. But LaWanda has, Felicia has, Kevin has, Steve Walker, Steve Lister, Jerry Potter has. You get what I'm saying? Phil and Susan has, Sadia has. So you want to put yourself, and Corinne is just kicking down doors. I don't even know if she's on the call. She kicking down doors.
She's put herself here.
Yeah, she ain't playing. She try to lock all the positioning in. Exactly. So I want y'all to stay focused on that. I think today, Grace, is going to be, have I got to everybody who wanted to take that opportunity, Grace? Yes, no?
No,
probably
sir.
Not.
No, sir.
All right. Well, hurry up, because I'm about to close that, because Mexit is here. So I'm about to, that's once Mexit stops, I'm going to shift my focus to some other things. And I want to shift my focus to building those people. Does that make sense? And I want to shift my focus to build those people, because in the building is that. Get over on one. So Grace, get everybody's name. I'm going to let you pause. Get everybody's name. I know you told me about Adrian yesterday. Get everybody's name real quick, fast, because when your name stops now, I'm going to close it and then get to everybody immediately.
Grace, did you get me?
If I didn't, I will now.
Evelyn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got something to add, Grace, if I may.
All right, Mr. Ibrahim.
If the question, the question is, how can you make the most out of everything? You can simply just ask Antonio for a few million dollars, but that's not going to happen. So the question shouldn't be how you can get the most out. The question should be that Mexit is going to be a $1 billion brand. So what value can you add? Because in business, when you add value to a venture, you automatically make money. That's how CEOs, C-level executives make money. So the question you should be asking right now is, given what you have, how can you give the most value to Mexit as a venture, Mexit as a brand? So throughout the conference, you should also constantly be asking yourself this question. And even right now, how can you add the most value to the venture? The thing is, I cannot add value in the physical sense to the venture because I'm not physically there. But I am a great writer. So I have to go back and take assessment of what I got. You know, Saul Alinsky said, tactics is to do the most you can with the best that you have, something like that. So you got to ask yourself, how can you add value to the venture instead of asking yourself, how can you make the most out of the venture?
Right. 100% facts. So who is trying to cash your net by adding value? Grace, get their names because I'm going to close it down. Now, if I haven't got to you, that means it's open up for you, but get their names, Grace. And Adrian, if you say it, God dog it, do it. Because if by the time I'm closing down, if you ain't in, you ain't in. Go ahead.
Hey, Antonio. Sandals.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I, even I know I'm with the ATS leads right now. So how can I funnel people towards the music industry, towards my Spontaneous Queen brand? I want to know, because I like to know all this stuff, but I know that I have people working for me on the leads. Well, how will that transition work for me?
Yeah, no doubt. So basically, you don't have to do anything. That's a la carte, so to speak, with ATS leads. It's time for you to start filming, like I had told you, because you can't. You're doing a lot of stuff to funnel people to a Spontaneous Queen brand, but you're not recording it. So that would be your number one thing right now. Okay. Even on your trip down, right? Like, you know, go to Amazon, get $30 and put that little car thing on your windshield to hold your cell phone or something and talk, because we need something to funnel them with, which is attention. But so you're basically asking an attention question, Antonio, where can I get attention? Exactly. And we need to freeze what you do in time and collect attention with that. But the good thing is you ain't got to do nothing but record, because it's already included in ATS leads.
All right.
Yep. Thank you. You got most of the problem solved. You got the content problem now.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, very welcome. That was a very good question. Very good question. Sandals, is everybody messaging you?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. If not, I'm
here. While she's doing that, can I say happy birthday to Steve? Isn't today Steve's birthday?
I believe it is.
You sure? You got to say happy birthday. Come on.
Is it your birthday today, Steve?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Steve.
Uh-oh, where's Chiquita at? No, she probably not on. She told me. I need a singer. Chiquita, come sing, Chiquita.
That's right.
Steve Lister. Steve Lister birthday. Yes. I need Chiquita.
I think Michelle turns 29 today.
29. Mm-hmm. All right. So I need... I need Chiquita, Michelle Black, or Adrian. All y'all can sing.
Tyranny.
Oh. Tyranny. That's Tyranny. Where you at?
Hey.
All right. Come on. Sing happy birthday.
All right. To Mr. Steve. Right on spot like that, huh? Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Steve. Happy birthday to you.
All right. That's it. Come on, y'all. Let me get your mic clap.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Outstanding. Next time she sings, she's going to have a camera on. It's supposed to be on anyway. But we're not going to mention that. We just going to act like I didn't say nothing.
I need some of that voice, that vocal.
Yes, wow. yes, absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday. All right. Now, Grace, you got everybody? Because if not, I'm moving on because I said what I said. All right. I said what I said. I'm helping whoever want to be helped. Yeah, outstanding.
People in the chat.
That's fine by me. Yes, you can ask the question.
I know I'm trying to grab a lot of stuff, but I have a lot. But I would like to offer, because I'm not able to do a lot, but I want to do a lot. So is there any way that I can, like, what was suggested yesterday for Prophet and his awesome fiance, to create a passages of poems and lyrics of some sort for the company? Is that acceptable?
Wait, were you're trying to help Prophet Jerry? Is that what you said? Or you're trying to help ATS with what you can do?
ATS with what I can do. I'm going to definitely do the poem for them for their big date. I love it.
Understood.
But I also wanted to add what I do, which is
what? Yes, ma'am. What? Get with Grace or Monica. Y'all get with her and find out what you can do. Find out what you can do, and we'll do something. But no, there's never ever a wrong time to ask to add value. It's always a wrong time to ask to be on a platform or speak or something like that. Always, 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 because that's not adding value. Your gift, you speaking, is not, let me.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Say this to everybody, because I know I see your messages and stuff. You using your gift to speak a keynote or whatever that may be, is that is not how you add value. That is not what Ibrahim just said. That's you think that's adding value because you convinced yourself that when you speak, people will change. That may be true, but that ain't how you add value, because you speaking ain't gonna add no value to ATS. It's gonna add value to you for sure, but it's not gonna put no dime nowhere, no volunteers nowhere, no anything nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So what you just said, Miss Sandra, is always the way to add value. Even if it's out of line and inappropriate timing. When you say, hey, Kevin, I would like to figure out a way that I could do something for you. That's always the right time. It's like it's always the right time to apologize, right? And always the right time to forgive. And most certainly always the right time to love. Y'all, I don't know who taught y'all. I know it's out there. You got the whole win-win situation. That's cool. And that's actually pretty good. I guess you can start there. Let's say you want to do something. Is it a win-win situation? Cool. But wealthy people don't create win-win situations. They create no-lose situations. It means I become so valuable to Jerome that he can't lose. if he makes this decision. There's a big difference there, y'all. That's literally inside the laws of power, right? Literally becomes so valuable, offer a deal so valuable that is no lose, that you possibly can't lose if you get in this situation. That's how you do it.
So AT.
Okay. Grace, one more check. Make sure you, Grace or Monica, y'all get with Sister Sandra so we can take care of her. Yes, sir.
So I just wrote down, yeah, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I just wrote down the no lose zone. No lose zone. I love it. That's what you're talking about. We're in the no lose zone. No lose zone. Is that correct? Is that what we're saying here today? We're in the no lose zone.
And you got the instructions behind you.
Yes. So no, is that right? Is that right? What I'm hearing today, guys, is no lose zone. That is voice activated. No lose. I love it.
Right. That sounds like it. Can everybody
hear me? Yeah. The thing is, if you are not at a level of success with which you are content, then you cannot sit and say no lose, because you got to take risks. But when you are, and by the way, when you are working with people on your level, sure, go for a win-win situation, because you both have to be willing to lose. But when you go a few levels up and you're working with a millionaire, you're working with a billionaire and you're pitching something or whatever, then you have to think of no lose zone, because they have no reason to risk even 0.00001% for a benefit from you. So you have to think of a no lose situation when you're going up and collaborating, because the richer people get, the more conservative they get, and with their finances. So you have to think of a completely risk-proof way to convince them. But when you're on a level with people who are on the same financial level, then sure, you can think of win-win situations. Then yeah, you both can risk and you both should risk. But when you're working with someone on a higher level, then no risk, not win-win, because you're not on the same level. So the win-win is on the same level. Then you have to make it a no-lose deal for them. Like, what do you have to lose?
That was the best way to possibly say that. It could not have been said better. You have to, if you're going to win, man, y'all, I saw right before my phone froze up, I saw Corinne say that's a whole mastermind right there. If you are going to win, know what level you on, and then you have to respect that level is what. Now you must add value according to the level. Everybody follow me? Let me see if I got some.
Can you repeat that, Antonio? You were breaking up.
Yeah, I got you. I know I'm breaking up a little bit. We're driving through Houston traffic. So I'll talk slow. Let me know Grace, as soon as I break up, let me know, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ibrahim said that fantastically. You couldn't have said it better. Second thing I'm going to say, you need to respect what level you are on. Level is for your level.
You break it up, sir.
When it's, I'm breaking up.
Okay, you're good now.
That's all right. We're gonna deal with it today.
Okay.
All right. When you account for your level, then what you're gonna do is you gotta add enough level. Doing the keynote or I don't know, whatever y'all, that don't add value to this level at all. It's not even close to it. So you have to figure out what can you do that allows you to go up And that level has to be, it literally almost has to hurt you because you're trying to get to a different level. Go ahead, Phil.
As opposed to practicing win-win, simply practice give-give.
Absolutely. I like that. Never heard that before. If you're trying to go up.
That's because I made it up.
That makes sense. If you're trying to go up and you're not given almost everything that you have, you're not trying to go up. I don't know what books y'all reading, but they ain't the right ones. If you're trying to go up, like if I want to get with, who's the president right now? Joe Biden. All right, there's some stuff that I need to give up on this level to get to Joe Biden. Donald Trump, there's some stuff on this level I need to give up to get to Donald Trump. Period. So if you're going to cast your net, this is, y'all, this ain't a rant. I'm trying to tell you because come Monday, this ain't the same company. It's not. And you shouldn't be the same person and you shouldn't have the same stuff to give. Did that make some sense, Grace? Or did Mint Mobile break me up?
You heard you.
Yes, powerful words.
What it is. That's exactly what it is, period. So you're trying to figure out if you, let's take the same keynote thing. I would say if it was me in 2014 and I needed to, and all I could do was do a keynote, I would find a different way to do a keynote. I would say, hey, Antonio, I would like to do a keynote on your platform, but I'm going to bring 1,000 people. I feel like that's a big difference. Antonio, I want to bring you to my platform. I got 80 fans, just 80, but I'm going to make sure all of them buy from me. Y'all get what I'm saying? It's every single time. That's how you should be thinking. If that's what you do, if keynotes is what you do, then that's what you do. Okay. All right, Monica, say something smart right here. Could you say some of that smart Hernandez stuff? Where is she at?
Like, what do you want me to say in relation?
I don't know. Say something smart.
You got me on the spot.
I know. I'm just trying to space my breaking up out. You understand what I'm saying?
Antonio.
No. You're not breaking up. You're good.
She's smart.
Oh, okay. What's up, Jerome?
I got something smart to say.
Yeah, there you go. Go. Go ahead, Jerome. Say something smart.
Hey, folks, about over a year ago, I was having a very interesting conversation with Antonio. And I didn't catch it then. I'm catching it now. And he said, Jerome, when this thing kicks off, he said, what you need to do is follow ATS's energy. Hook your wagon to my wagon. I'm going to put the resources. I'm going to put the money. I'm going to make it happen. He says, I'm going to bring the customers to ATS. But you're going to be with ATS because you hooked your wagon to ATS. He says, then when they come to ATS to be my customers, and you're with ATS, guess what you can do? You can make them your customers. And I didn't, guys, I'm telling you, I didn't catch it. I'm catching it now. And that's why Abraham has said, and Antonio is saying, instead of we coming there with the mindset of what can I get for my company? What does Mexit do for ATS? And how can I be a part of that? And in the process of being a part of that, doing my thing and incorporating that into what I do. Because here's the deal, folks. Antonio wants your company to succeed. If your company succeeds, it pushes ATS further. He ain't trying to take nothing from you, but if you don't see the vision of Mexit, if you don't see the vision of ATS, then you're going to hold back, which is going to keep less for you, and it's going to be less for ATS. They talk about that little win-win, that little thing like that, but he's in the position of power. We're not there yet, so he is above us. So I'm hooking my wagon. Last night, we filmed for Mexit News. When I got off of that, I was up to 2:30 in the morning working on a project for myself that I know I got to get done, and I don't have enough time to do it because Mexit's right up my butt. And I'm sitting there going, Jerome, you know you only got a couple, you better get this thing done. And then I went to sleep. I'll be doing the same thing tonight. I got so much I need to do so I can be positioned, because I don't have a clue what this guy going to do, but whatever he's going to do, it's going to be big, and I want to be positioned as best I can so when it blows up, I'm right there catching the wave so I can keep on moving. That's what I need to do. So, folks, pay attention to Mexit. Pay attention to what's going on and see how what he's doing can incorporate what you're doing so that your business can take off as well. Antonio wants your business to take off as well. But don't come over to ATS, messing up ATS, trying to get your stuff done. Hello, because we got some things to do that's going to work for everybody. 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 I'm going to be quiet now.
What I hear you saying, Jerome, yeah. If I may, you said Mexit's all up your butt. And that sounds like an uncomfortable position to me. And I think that's a big key. We don't be comfortable. You need to put yourself into a position where you are doing things and you are expanding your boundaries that make you uncomfortable. Only then are you making progress. Don't be comfortable. Be uncomfortable. I've been guilty of that myself many times. You get too comfortable, you're not taking that next step. Get into an uncomfortable position. And if you can do that and serve others, you are undoubtedly going to create success with whatever it is that you're doing.
Thank you. Powerful, powerful.
Very well said. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, if I can real quickly, you know, y'all help me on this one because this is very, very exciting. But the vision I got in my head, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the earth is about 3/4 worth of water, right? 75% water. And imagine that's ATS right now. And now the captain's getting ready to say is just cast your net over here. You're moving all across the planet on the ocean with all the, you know, everything in the ocean is what we're going to be benefiting from. I'm talking about the fish, if you will, represents wealth. And all we're doing is listen to the captain, and we're going around the planet there, casting the net at the right location and continue to scale, cast your net, position, and do it all over again, because the wealth will continue to multiply. That's what I'm seeing in my head, AT and Grace.
That's good. That's good. That's fantastic. No, that's fantastic. Because it speaks to what I'm attempting to try to tell everybody. There is no reason why you shouldn't be saying to yourself, whatever they do, they're going to take my money with them. You get what I'm saying? Monica, mute somebody for me. Like, think about that for a second. So I'm investing in crypto and all sorts of stuff. There are folk, there are companies that I invest with that I know don't like black people, but they gonna take my black money with them. Do you understand? I'm trying to keep it all the way real with you. So you may not like me, but you damn sure gonna make sure I come with you.
You bring value.
And that's how y'all need to be. You understand? That's how y'all need to be thinking. You need to be thinking, whatever is happening. We got a conference. I can't even tell y'all. I can't even tell the staff about what's happening. Phil didn't find out what time he was going to yesterday. I don't even know if I told Tempest what time she's going yet.
I still don't know.
We don't even know what we're doing yet.
And I'm fine with it.
See?
That's called trust in leadership.
And everybody's asking us, and we have no answers. It's like,
I can't, because it's so much. Yeah, it's so much top secret stuff. I gotta figure out when to tell people what you're talking about. Because on the slick side, if you look at what you're talking about, you can kind of tell what's coming next. And so I got to keep that under wraps.
Well, I'm touching the hem. The hem of the garment. Like, I'm grabbing hold. Like I'm not letting go. That's just how it's got to be.
I'm riding on somebody back.
No doubt.
Antonio.
Yes.
I was going to say, you told us the other day, and I'm sure they caught it. You said, if you want to know how to become a millionaire, you connect with someone who is a millionaire and you help them. That's that giving right. back. That's what you told us the other day. And that's right. what you're telling us now.
That's right. That's right. See, Maxine, I'm so glad you said that, because here's what I've noticed with middle-class thinking. Y'all want y'all stuff right now, and you want like all this attention plus, and this is like my favorite one, you always want value for your money, right? Like I want my money's worth. Y'all, everything I just said, while it sounds great, it's all trash if you're trying to get past the middle class. If you want to get past the middle class, there's only one thing you should want, or two things. You should want to serve whoever is making decisions and serve their protectors. And the second thing you should want is to be in the right position when they look to give something away. There's nothing else to want.
Sir,
I've simplified this for you right now.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Two things. I put those prices in the chat. When Antonio first rolled out that he was in a generous giving spirit, he came out with random prices and the random call prices. And those are the random prices that he came out with. And so this time right now, when he was saying, hey, right now, get the people that said they want to do this. These were the prices that he came up with. And he was saying, hey, I don't need your money, but I just want to know, what are you willing to sow? And these are the random prices that came to my head. And that's why I put the prices there. So if you gave me your name, I need that information. You know, what are you willing to sow so that you can get what it is that you want? I can't say nothing past that. So I can't say anything past that. Also, Mr. Smith, Miss Evelyn was trying to speak earlier. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I can't see. Go ahead, Miss Evelyn.
I was just going to say quickly, I heard this motivational speaker once. I invited him to talk to my team, and he said he had flown in from out of the country, and his wife and two kids met him at the airport. He couldn't wait to see them. He quickly said, he hugged his wife, and she said, don't forget, John, today little John has baseball practice at noon, and Anna has piano lessons at 4. You got to take them both. And he said, instead of saying, I got to, that's an obligation. What if she rephrased that and said, I get to? That's an opportunity. And you think of all of the positive words that come with that, I get to. So with us being able to attend Mexit, we don't have to, we don't gotta, we get to learn from the best. We get to. So we need to change our attitude, our thinking from I got to attend this to I get to.
I like that. I'm so glad Grace told me you wanted to say something.
That's that English teacher yes. coming out of us. That's
yes. it. So glad you wanted to say something. I am. Let's take that same story. And let me tell you how I thought. I'm going to tell you how I thought in my 20s, how I thought in my 30s, and how I'm thinking in my 40s. And let me tell y'all something. It's the same thought. 20, 30, and about to be 40 is the same thought. I'm going to take her same story. I got to take, hey, honey, hey, Tony, don't forget the Ashton and Aiden have football practice, and Aaron has dance recital, and you get to take them to that. Here's my same response that I've been saying since 20, since 30, and now I'm benefiting from it in 40. My response is, well, somebody else gonna take them. I'm glad I get the opportunity, but I'm gonna miss that so they could buy the football team.
Fact.
Dan Studo. Fact. Somebody did not hear me.
Fact.
Antonio.
Fact.
Yes, ma'am.
In over 6,000 presentations that we've done in 40 years, you can be sure that there were many, many, many things that we missed.
I know,
including
that's right.
Funerals, being at someone's bedside as they're passing. We had to juggle and make things happen because you don't miss a presentation. They have been planning that could be a year, 2 years. It doesn't matter. You're supposed to be there and you're there. And our kids understood that.
Absolutely.
Can I say something?
You sure can.
I'm going to be transparent because I feel like it's a lot more broad than that, because you have people who are sometimes religious or family members or someone really close to you who may try to make you feel guilty for making those decisions that you know could be a great thing in the future. So how would you tell a person who faces that? Because I feel like everybody can get value from that answer.
No doubt, no doubt. And this is not the right answer. I don't think there is a right answer to that question. But here is the answer that I would say. If we give up everything now, we can have it all later. And that's as simple as that, Chris and everybody else. No, you like right now, some of you are, and y'all don't know it, it's an inside the office secret. You getting tired of recording the Mexit stuff. Let me tell y'all something. I hope you do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's going to cost. I'm looking for the people ready to leave because I only need to, I got to pay for folk and I ain't trying to pay for everybody. I was only looking for 6 in the first place and that's 36 of y'all, right? So every time you leave, $1,000. That's like office secret right now. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same energy Chris is talking about. If you give up everything now, then you can have it all later. Oprah said you can have everything in this world you want. You just can't have it at the same time. Go into a garden, drop some seeds, and say, all right, harvest, come all at the same time. That is not the way it works.
AT.
All them oranges ain't gonna be orange. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to share this with you real quick and help me out, AT and Grace. I wrote down here, respectfully, keep going. I've had that happen in my life, man.
I know that's right.
Keep going because you love them so much.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah, you love them so much, you got to keep going because you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing and why.
Absolutely. So who's that? Yes, ma'am.
On what you were saying, one of the classes that you held, Think and Grow Rich, you gave your experience of what you just spoke of. And it touched me so deeply because I spent my life trying to make sure that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren were saved. No, I don't mean saved by Jesus being baptized. I mean saved literally from the course of being killed, damaged, mentally, emotionally abused, all of that. I've stood between some harsh stuff. However, I have told my children, and this has been years in coming, It's going to come a day when you're not going to have me around. And I wasn't talking about death. I was talking about me going forward because I think and grow rich. That is my purpose, to make sure that I have something to leave them. So in order to do so, I had to make sure I let them know that they will have to fall into place and do whatever is needed they need to do. And I have to go forward because there's no way that you can plant and then make sure that everything that you do is according to that planting. No one plants a seed and then forgets about it. They remember it has been planted. They pray over it, they talk to it, they think about it, because thought process creates vision. Vision creates and manifests what has been thought about. So when you said that, it's so awesome. I'm sorry, my speaking is...
You speaking well. Don't. You good. You speaking well. You're just fine.
Will you have to go forward and keep doing what is needed to reach the goal that you know you are purposed to do, no holds barred. And they will appreciate that later on. Absolutely. In life.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Let me just say two things. For one, I'm headed to go get my second COVID shot. So I just want to let y'all know that. And just so you know, all right? You can make of that what you want to, but I'm going to get my second shot. And I'm still going to be with Ken tonight, because the shot going to do whatever the hell I tell it to do in my body. Do you understand? Okay, that's number one. Monica has her shot. Deanna has her second shot. So just know that as far as ATS goes, we're doing the right thing that we can to do everything well. Now, last thing I want to say, I want you to respect the environment that you're in and respect that environment has screwed you over a little bit. Let me explain what I wish I'd never had to explain, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna bring up the Black church, and this is a good example. It's a good example. There we go, I'm back now. It's a good example of a young preacher friend of mine had these really long dreads. And they were long, like Reggie's, down to his back. And nobody, hold on real quick, see that building right there? Protruded to left, yeah. And nobody would let this young man become a pastor, even though he had the calling and all that stuff, because he had dreads. And all the old preachers told him, cut your hair so you can look the right way. Nothing wrong with that. But I want you to respect your environment, because we got a lot to think about when in a Black church, you can't have Black hair.
Talk, sir.
Now let's think about this for a moment, because it's the reason I'm bringing this up. Think about your environment. Ask how many hidden things like that are holding you back from money and all that you wish you could have. Okay, Grace, Now, that had nothing to do with the black church, but that was a damn good example. Grace, back on you. I'm about to go get shot up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Not shot up.
Shot up, Lord. Goodness. All right. ladies and gentlemen, that does it for today's daily meeting. Those of you who are interested in the marketing internship and the note-taking, please email Ashley. If you're interested in the sales team, please email me, send me a text message, you know, send me a Facebook Messenger message. However you get your message to me, get it to me, let me know, and we will get you going in that direction. Also, Mexican shirts, if you want one, hit me up. Please hit me up for that information so I can get the shirts to you before Friday. And I have, he's going to get shot up, and my grandmother is waiting on me to help her with the bath. And so when a 100-year-old grandmother says, I want to take my bath today, you got to listen. So I got to go, ladies and gentlemen. And I love each and every one of you. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow at the daily meeting. But this evening, you've got 5 minutes at 7 p.m. with Mr. Vastine East at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. For those of you who are not in Houston, those of you who are in Houston, come on and join us with Dr. Ken Johnson and crazy Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr., who's getting shot up at 7 p.m. for our meeting that we have. Everyone have a great day. You can plant better. You can dominate. Everyone take care.
Love you.
All right.
Love you, boy.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Very welcome.
Hey, everybody.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.